live from the middle of America in the middle of the freaking night. Welcome aboard to the Midnight Rider. My name's Mike Chambers. It's Thursday night, and we're going to try to make a go of this. Last night, that was the worst night of this little bug that I've had. So we're going to try to make a go of it tonight, and glad you're with us. I had a guest originally planned for tonight. We were going to talk about this premature clamping of umbilical cords. And I've decided to move that till next week. And we're actually going to have three people on regarding it. The subject was just too big to with one person, and there's so much information. And I wanted to get a kind of a wider scope of what this entails and everything. From what I've been told, basically, is that when you clamp the umbilical cord at the time of birth, they're clamping them quite prematurely, and it's not allowing the blood and the placenta from the mother to continue to transfuse into the baby. And many times the baby ends up anemic. It can cause other problems like autism and cerebral palsy. And when I was made abreast of this, I thought, whoa, definitely a show we want to do. So we're going to plan it for probably Thursday or Friday of next week. Monday night, tomorrow night we're taking the night off. Because Mama says I have to. She's taking me out of town. We're going to spend the night, a few nights down in some cabins around the Arbuckle Mountains down in southern Oklahoma. Pretty place. Going to have some fun. And she said, are you going to be well enough to go? I said, baby, so there's a five-person hot tub sitting at that cabin. I'll soak myself well. Trust me. And so we're going to do that. I'm going to take some books to read. And enjoy. I've got a ton of reading to catch up on for some future guests we're going to have on the show. Monday night's going to be Alan Watt. Those of you on the TruthNet Radio Network heard him earlier, but Alan will be on Monday night. Tuesday night, Robin Horden. Now you may be saying, who in the world is Robin Horden? Robin Horden is a former air traffic controller, and he's done a study and a look at the air traffic control system on the morning of September 11th. So we've got him lined up. And we'll be talking with him on Tuesday night, and some other good shows lining up for the rest of the week, next week as well. The website is MidnightRiderShow.com, MidnightRiderShow.com. You guys are so nice and continue to email, and a lot of folks, nice folks, you know, wishing that I get well, and I am. See, that helps. All those positive waves, always a big help. Let's have a guest list. I've got to update it for next week, but also a link to the live chat room where you can pop in and join the chatters there as they discuss the program and other issues as well. Tonight on the show also, I had a discussion yesterday on a program I do in the afternoon. We were talking about JFK, and one of the things I had meant to do yesterday was run this speech up that JFK gave, I think it was 1961 or 62, to newspaper editors. And he mentioned secret societies and the role of the press, and it's an awesome speech, and I plan on running that tonight as well, plus the return of the liquid bomb plot. Oh, yes. You know, that was a big that's the big part of this FISA success that we've had, you know, in the war on terror. The illegal wiretapping. So we're gonna get into that and more here on the Midnight Rider. Couple of minutes. This is the Republic Broadcasting Network.
Why continue suffering from pain, illness, and disease when natural health and wellness therapies are within your reach? Hundreds of people are reporting improved health and wellness using Rife Frequency technology. In the 1920s, research scientist Royal Raymond Rife discovered that disease organisms can be destroyed using resonant frequencies. The BioSolution frequency instrument uses the same technology for relief or elimination of pain and disease conditions. There are no reported side effects. Join others in discovering a return to natural health and wellness. Just don't treat the symptoms, eliminate the cause. BioSolutions has over 550 pre-programmed auto sequences for various health conditions, and it's very easy to use. Customer satisfaction is guaranteed or your money back. For more information, call BioSolutions toll-free at 866-885-6625. That's 866-885-6625. Once again, that number, 866-885-6625.
In the United States, it is now estimated that over 90% of family income is now being used to pay back consumer debt. Because of financial problems, mostly from credit card debt, approximately one in four families struggle to pay bills on even basic necessities such as mortgage, food, and utilities. And with millions of people desperately searching for a fresh start, North American Educational Services is here to help you regain your financial independence. We are very proud that the Debt Relief Educational Services Program has helped over 8,100 families nationwide since 1998, eliminating over $215 million of credit card debt, and still counting, and enabled clients to stop monthly payments immediately. The NAES program is unique, designed to help you, the consumer, not your creditors. To take back your financial freedom, call 1-888-245-7097. That's 1-888-245-7097. Or visit www.integritydebtoptions.com.
With recent international flight from the dollar, it's confusing. How to protect your wealth against this invisible loss of purchasing power? Let the Republic Trading Group help you see through the fog and deception of the fiat money masters. The fact is, gold is and always has been the only insurance against the erosion of your wealth. So put the power of gold to work for you and rest assured your purchasing power is secure. Buy your gold from the most dependable and reputable dealer, Republic Trading Group. Call today, 1-800-691-7898, and let Robbie Noel help you see through the fog. When you support the Republic Trading Group, you're also supporting Republic Broadcasting Network. So visit our new and improved website today, republictradinggroup.net, for daily news and information from around the world. Don't be confused. Call Republic Trading Group today, 1-800-691-7898, and lock in the power of gold.
Funky with it. Get down, get back up again. Yeah. 800-313-9443 is the number. 800-313-9443. If you want to join the conversation here as we are smack dab right in the middle of the summer of fear. Ladies and gentlemen, yes indeed. Presented to you, ladies and gentlemen, by your own U.S. government. The Summer of Fear, designed to cast dread and uncertainty in the hearts of everyone. And of course it does. Always. Al-Qaeda cell may be loose in U.S. British plot hints. Now, here's the thing about all of these plots. All of these plots end up falling apart. Every one of them has. The latest doctor plot with the Jordanian doctors, that's got more holes in it than Swiss cheese. I mean, Bonnie and Clyde feel whole and complete compared to the number of holes in that little story. Here we go. Oh, geez. I don't even know why I bothered. But, I, you know, again, this stuff is so absurd. It is so incredibly absurd that it has to be pointed out. I'm not afraid of this stuff. Your little plots and your little, oh, we found another terror plot. They're coming to get you. Al-Qaeda hates you. Watch out, boys. How many times can you play the little card and it doesn't work anymore? I mean, that's like you telling your child, you better stop that, boy. I'm gonna take it from you. I'm gonna ground you now. Go to ground you, and you don't ever ground you. That kid's not gonna stop doing it. Same thing. I mean, you can only cry wolf so many times. As an American board spokesman for Al-Qaeda threatens to blow up American embassies abroad, intelligence, keyword there, gleaned from last month's British doctor's plot of car bombers suggests that Al-Qaeda cell is on the loose in the American homeland. Everybody just take a deep breath, then scream. Email addresses for American individuals were found on the same password-protected email chains used by the United Kingdom plotters to communicate with Qaeda handlers in Europe, a counterterrorism official told the New York Sun yesterday. The American and German intelligence community now believe the secure email chains used in the United Kingdom plot have provided a window into an operational Qaeda network in several countries. Because of the London and Glasgow plot, we now know communications have been made from Al-Qaeda to operatives in the United States. The counterterrorism official said on condition of anonymity, this plot helps to connect a lot of stuff. Well, there's a technical term. It connects a bunch of stuff, boys. We own them now. We have seen money moving a lot through Hawala networks and other illicit finances as well. But this source was careful to say that at this point, no specific information, such as names, targets, or a timeline, was known about any particular plot on American soil. The email addresses that are linked to Americans were pseudonyms. Oh. All right, well, first off, if their email address is linked to pseudonyms, they go back to an ISP. The ISP knows the IP address of when they signed up and where that place is located. I mean, come on, give me a break. Trying to track them down. We're working hard, trying to protect you at home. And look, and here's the deal, too. If this was real, and there was an actual Al-Qaeda cell loose in the United States based on the fact that they were part of the doctor's plot, would you be announcing it in the news that you've got their emails? Heck no! Jeez. Oh, but be afraid. Be very, very, very afraid. You know, when I started this a year ago, not this show, but the show in general, one of the things I swore that I was going to do was when this news and stuff comes out and it's absurd, I'm going to expose it as absurd. Trying to get, you know, giving these people any credibility whatsoever, in my opinion, is patently wrong. I mean, because every word that utters forth from their mouth is a lie. And they have proven that over and over and over. Every little terror plot they've come out with has turned out to be a lie. Shoot, they don't even know if they have enough evidence to convict Jose Padilla, the supposed dirty bomber. The dirty bomber, yeah. They've held him, what, like 4 years now? been pumping him up with LSD and a bunch of stuff to try to get him to talk. The guy's a vegetable now. So they can't even defend himself. Yet they have no evidence against the guy that he's involved in anything. Just incredible. Since the thwarted plot in London and Glasgow over the weekend of July 1st, American intelligence officials have gone public with their concerns about Al-Qaeda presence in America. The Secretary of Homeland Security, Michael Chertoff, said he had a gut feeling on an increased risk of attack. More recently, the commander for Northern Command, the American military's operational region, that includes North America, Air Force General Victor Renouart, told the Associated Press in an interview on July 25th, "I believe there are cells in the United States, or at least people who aspire to create cells in the United States," he added. "To assume that there are not those cells is naive, and so we have to take that threat seriously. We have no information that they exist. We don't know anything yet, but before 9/11, we knew of these cells that existed. We knew they were trying to learn how to fly planes and not land them. We just didn't know nothing about it. We're kind of doing a 180 now." Just enough of that. My gosh. Terror plots everywhere here in the U.S. of A. Gosh. Just want to pull your hair out, don't you? Okay. All right. Coming up on a break here, but we'll hit this a little bit. ABC News, I guess, has talked further with Homeland Security Commandant Michael Chertoff, Mr. Dual Citizen himself, in an exclusive interview, because they caught him with one. He says, "I think that the plot, in terms of its intent, was looking at devastation on a scale that it would have rivaled 9/11. This is Chertoff referring to the big shampoo plot and the sports drink plot. Remember, they won't let you take your toothpaste in your carry-on anymore, because you might be able to go in and spend hours and hours and hours in the John on the plane and mix up a bomb." Oh, my goodness. You might be able to carry on lots of ice, have mixers, all kinds of stuff. You know, basically a lab that you can take to the laboratory. "What does that, sir?" "Oh, that's just my chemistry set. I'm going to go use the toilet now, okay? Me and my chemistry set never part. Why are you carrying it?" "Well, I can't tell you that. Can't tell you that. It's secret business. Go to the laboratory." Yeah. Well, it seems now that he says that if they had succeeded in bringing liquid explosives on 7 or 8 aircraft, there could have been thousands of lives lost and an enormous economic impact with devastating consequences for international air travel. Now, this is another plot. This is the one that they're ballyhooing as the great success for this warrantless wiretapping, the great shampoo plot. And so now, we've got the audio here. We'll play it when we come back from the break. Oh, they mixed the formula together at Sandia Laboratory in New Mexico. Not on a plane, flying at 35,000 feet, but in a laboratory in Sandia National Labs in New Mexico. And it worked. It blew up. So we should be very afraid. Mm-hmm. What if that plane had been parked at Sandia National Labs? My goodness, what disaster could have been wrought. So we'll play their little tape, their little talk about it, and you'll hear, oh, how awful worried Chairman Chertoff is for us. Back in a minute. 800-313-9443 is the number here on the Midnight Rider.
Stand up and be counted. Catholic priest calls for Christians to resist Bush's impending unjust attack against Iran. George W. Bush lied to the world to get the backing of the American people to attack Iraq. Now he is lying to the world to get the backing of the American people to attack Iran. The Catholic and Protestant clergy have failed miserably to come out publicly against the upcoming unjust attack of Iran. Therefore, the lay Catholics and Protestants should demand of their respective clergies to take a righteous public stand against this upcoming Iranian unjust war. Each one of us will render to God a strict account of what each of us did to stop these diabolical tyrants, like George W. Bush, who, as roaring lions, go about the world seeking whom to murder. For additional facts concerning this upcoming Iranian unjust war, order the one-hour lecture by Father John Martinez entitled Stand Up and Be Counted. Just go to www.republicbroadcasting.org and click on the web banner for more information and ordering.
All right, employees, listen up. Our group health insurance premium just went up again. In fact, it's doubled in the last 4 years, and now we've been forced to try something new. So we're increasing the annual deductible from $500 to $2,500. Okay, cut the moaning. The good news is you'll all still only have to pay your regular $500 deductible. The company is installing a new health reimbursement arrangement, or HRA plan, that will pay up to $2,000 in benefits only to those employees who have deductible expenses. This new HRA plan is saving us a lot of money.
Employers all over the country are discovering how to roll back insurance costs using Core Documents' HRA concept. Core Documents is the nation's primary source for affordable plan documents required by the IRS and Department of Labor for Section 125 and HRA plans. Use your insurance agent and let Core Documents help you with plan design. Do a Google search for Core Documents or see us at coredocuments.com. That's Core, C-O-R-E, documents, plural, .com.
Imagine if powerful technology existed to help your body neutralize pathogens, revitalize cells, and intensify your immune system. How do you think that might affect your wellness and longevity? One of the most powerful breakthroughs in electromedicine was the multi-wave oscillator created by Drs. Tesla and Lakovsky. More powerful and useful than Rife machines, Evenstar photonic multi-wave oscillators are designed to send trillions of life-enhancing frequencies deep into organic tissue to help eliminate chronic and acute wellness conditions at their source. Over the past 14 years, Evenstar users time and again report excellent results working with a wide range of wellness conditions. To learn why Evenstar may be your perfect wellness and longevity solution, visit evenstarforlife.com or call 888-333-5095. Serious wellness threats are on the rise. Don't you owe it to your family to explore this powerful technology today? Evenstarforlife.com, evenstarforlife.com, or 888-333-5095. That's 888-333-5095.
I'm gonna find my baby. Woo! Oh, that sun goes down. I'm gonna find my baby. Woo! Oh, that sun goes down. I'm gonna find my baby. Woo!
Number 800-313-9443 is the number to get in on the program tonight here on the Midnight Rider. Also, as I mentioned, the chat room is open. Just go to midnightridershow.com, click on the chat link, boom, you're there. Pick a name and you're going. And I'll be more than happy to have you there. Okay. Chernoff is interviewed by ABC, says, shampoo plot, big as 9/11. So here's a video report from ABC, where they actually, where the government actually takes and mixes the formula together, and of course with the regular results. Here we go, Charlie Gibson from ABC.
Carrying everything from bottled water to shaving cream through security and onto an airplane, the plot in effect changed the way people travel. So tonight we have a closer look at why American officials were so alarmed by that plot. Here's ABC's Pierre Thomas.
In an emergency response to last summer's liquid bomb plot, the nation's airports were placed on red alert. Tonight we see for the first time why. Scientists at the Sandia National Laboratory conducted this test using the formula developed by the London suspects. A small amount of liquid in this container is hit with a tiny burst of electrical current. The test results were reviewed today by ABC terrorism consultant Richard Clark.
Frequent travelers are upset by the ban on liquids. When they see this film, they ought to know it's worth going through those problems.
Today, Homeland Security Secretary Michael Chertoff recalled just how worried he was.
How serious was the plot?
The plot, in terms of its intent, was looking at devastation on a scale that would have rivaled 9/11.
A Homeland Security report obtained exclusively by ABC News said, had the attack been carried out as intended, these men would have killed thousands. ABC News has learned that the government also conducted more tests on actual planes like those that would have been targeted. Sources tell ABC News those tests, similar to this one done after the Pan Am 103 bombing, revealed potentially catastrophic damage to the airliners.
There is some question whether the potential terrorists would have had the skill to properly mix and detonate their explosive cocktail in flight.
The components of the explosive mixture can be bought at any drugstore or supermarket. As arrests were made that night of August 9th in London, the U.S. government raced to counter the threat, initially banning all liquids from carry-on.
So, literally, you had to overhaul security overnight?
You had to change literally thousands of people's behavior in the course of about 12 hours.
So nobody gets sleep that night?
Nobody got any sleep. And believe me, it was not the first night that we lost sleep over this plot.
Following the bomb test, the government determined what quantity of liquid explosives would pose a risk if smuggled on board. That's why there's a 3-ounce limit on gels and liquids on airplanes. Pierre Thomas, ABC News, Washington.
Absolutely ludicrous. I mean, you know, here's the thing. If all this fluid and everything is so dangerous, why are they being allowed in hotels? Why can kids take them to their college dorm room? After all, we've had violence on college campuses. Why are they allowed to be sold in convenience stores where anybody, somebody who's drunk, who's had a little bit too much to drink, could walk in and purchase them? Are we going to start having to show ID before we purchase our shampoo now? I mean, why is the threat just limited to airplanes? I mean, if I'm a hotel owner and I've got tourists coming to and from my hotel and I know that they have these liquids in their suitcase, do I want to rent a room to them? See how absurd all of it is? There's no terror alert for you guys down at the Marriott. Be careful. Watch out, the guy carrying the Breck shampoo. We think he's Al-Qaeda. Well, don't you think he's with Al-Qaeda? Not only does he have Breck, but you notice he might be a little funny. He's got him a thing of secret in there, too. But just watch him. Just watch him. But we think he's Al-Qaeda. That's not going on. You know, why? Because there is no threat. The situation and the circumstances to be able to make one of these things work is so exacting that it has to be done pretty much in a lab or in a place that has a climate-controlled area where you can maintain a low temperature. The stuff's got to get down close to freezing. Yeah, well, we hit him a Gatorade bottle. He brought it on there. Last year, I'm eating lunch at a local Chinese restaurant. I'm looking up at the TV, and they've got CNN on, and the Lincoln Memorial has been cleared out because of a suspicious bottle and an envelope. Inside the envelope, it read, "Do you know what a bomb is?" Inside the jar was Gatorade. Also known as Terrorade. Back in a minute. This is the Midnight Rider.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Because you can handle the truth.
Why continue suffering from pain, illness, and disease when natural health and wellness therapies are within your reach? Hundreds of people are reporting improved health and wellness using Rife frequency technology. In the 1920s, research scientist Royal Raymond Rife discovered that disease organisms can be destroyed using resonant frequencies. The BioSolution frequency instrument uses the same technology for relief or elimination of pain and disease conditions. There are no reported side effects. Join others in discovering a return to natural health and wellness. Just don't treat the symptoms, eliminate the cause. BioSolutions has over 550 pre-programmed auto sequences for various health conditions, and it's very easy to use. Customer satisfaction is guaranteed or your money back. For more information, call BioSolutions toll free at 866-885-6625. That's 866-885-6625. Once again, that number, 866-885-6625.
In the United States, it is now estimated that over 90% of family income is now being used to pay back consumer debt. Because of financial problems, mostly from credit card debt, approximately one in four families struggle to pay bills on even basic necessities such as mortgage, food, and utilities. And with millions of people desperately searching for a fresh start, North American Educational Services is here to help you regain your financial independence. We are very proud that the Debt Relief Educational Services Program has helped over 8,100 families nationwide since 1998, eliminating over $215 million of credit card debt, and still counting, and enabled clients to stop monthly payments immediately. The NAES program is unique, designed to help you, the consumer, not your creditors. To take back your financial freedom, call 1-888-245-7097. That's 1-888-245-7097. Or visit www.integritydebtoptions.com.
With recent international flight from the dollar, it's confusing how to protect your wealth against this invisible loss of purchasing power. Let the Republic Trading Group help you see through the fog and deception of the fiat money masters. The fact is, gold is and always has been the only insurance against the erosion of your wealth. So put the power of gold to work for you and rest assured your purchasing power is secure. Buy your gold from the most dependable and reputable dealer, Republic Trading Group. Call today 1-800-691-7898 and let Robbie Noel help you see through the fog. When you support the Republic Trading Group, you're also supporting Republic Broadcasting Network. So visit our new and improved website today, republictradinggroup.net, for daily news and information from around the world. Don't be confused. Call Republic Trading Group today, 1-800-691-7898, and lock in the power of gold.
This is the Midnight Rider. My name is Mike Chambers. It's a Thursday night. And glad you're with us. It's the 9th of August, 2007. And we're just here, me and Manny, enjoying the evening. Looking at the news, talking to you, and spreading the word of freedom around the world. On the internet, on some micro broadcast stations around the country as well. Hello to everybody listening to little local low power FMs. Glad you're out there. Glad you guys, you micro guys, are out there running these stations for us. That's a huge thing. And without you, the word in many parts of this country would not be getting out. Just period. I mean, the word about Ron Paul, the message of freedom, would not be getting out at all. But because you guys are there. and you guys put the investment up. And it's not a huge investment, I know that. But it's an investment still, and you're there, and you keep the things maintained, you keep them running, you keep the lights on with them, so it's a huge deal to me. And I just want to say thank you. And if you know somebody who has a micro, tell them thank you. Help them out. If you don't have a micro in your area, you need to get one. It's plain and simple. Do a little Google on micro broadcasting and figure out how to do it. It's not that expensive. And away you go. That's the effort that a lot of people put into this is just that. They're able to get a station up. Sometimes they'll get more than one up. It's a big deal. And it does so much to help what we do. And the fact that these guys are out there is absolutely huge, and they should be applauded for their efforts because they're heroes, folks. And they're genuine American heroes. And I honestly believe that. And Manny tells me we need a shortwave sponsor. So we need a shortwave sponsor. You want to sponsor this show on shortwave? You need to contact me. Yeah, there we go. Well, Manny didn't say we needed a shortwave sponsor, but I said it. So it's easy just to blame everything on Manny, but then I got to realize Manny has to go back into the office the next day. I don't. I mean, I can sit here and I can say I can blame a multitude of sins on Manny. And then Manny, well, I don't know what he's talking about. He didn't say nothing to me. I guess I shouldn't do that to poor Manny, because Manny's a good guy. So I won't.
It's okay.
It's okay. All right. Okay. So you'll take the heat for me? You'll take all the heat. Yeah, I'm sure you will. That guy's a freaking fool. You need to can him. Huh? Yeah. Oh, let me have his show, boss. I think Manny'd probably do a pretty good show. Have you ever done anything live, Manny? Well, you know, maybe one night we ought to have you and Thomas and maybe a couple of the other producers like do a producer show on here one night. What do you think about that? That would be interesting because I know all of you guys are pretty well up to speed on most of the stuff. So I mean, I think that'd be a pretty darn cool show. We'll have to work on that. Jot that idea down. That's one of the things that I want to do a bunch of is these round tables. Get people on here in a variety of different, on a variety of things. We'll just knock things out. I mean, boom, boom, boom. Or maybe get on a subject and get guys with diametrically opposed opinions on a variety of subjects and just hit one thing or something. It'd be really cool. I think that would be quite interesting. I heard the subways in New York were flooded because they've been having some big storms there that knocked out a bunch of the subways that were underground. And so a bunch of people were standing and waiting as cabs were going by. And then, they're not used to it. Well, because, again, you just don't get in a car and go somewhere in New York City. Like I said, it had traffic snarled and everything. Somebody was saying that the most of the subways there were built in 1904. And so, again, as we were talking about the other night, with the infrastructure of this country getting older and older, more of it starts to crumble. Now, this is where you're going to see more and more of this public-private partnership thing begin to rear its ugly head. Same thing in New Orleans. New Orleans, their water system. Hang on, where's it at here? City's 3,200-mile system of water and sewer lines, old, leaky, and in need of improvements long before Hurricane Katrina, was damaged by the torrent of pipe corroding salt water. The Sewage and Water Board says at least 50 million gallons of water a day are now being lost to leaks. That's more than 2.5 times pre-Katrina levels. And the fear is that if some water pumps fail, whether because of a power outage, some other kind of mechanical trouble, or another like hurricane, or somebody blowing the levees, a drastic drop in pressure could allow raw sewage or other pollutants to back up into the water system through the leaks, and that could contaminate the drinking water in some neighborhoods for days or even weeks. We don't even have the confidence now to say the system won't fail. SNWB spokesman Robert Jackson said, we're basically holding it together by tape, by glue, by spit, whatever we can get a hold of. We need some duct tape, boys. That works. 2 years after Katrina, major breaks are being repaired, but the water system continues to leak and sewer lines in some areas are dripping too. As the city's population continues to grow, it's estimated at 262,000. It's still a couple hundred thousand lower than what it was before Katrina. The city says the tap water is safe to drink. Well, and the EPA assures them that, I'm sure. But we're going to see more. We're going to see more and more of these public-private partnership things come about. Because the states, the government, can't handle the load anymore. And they got to bring in business. Business knows how to do it better. Business knows how to do it best. And so we're going to bring these businesses in. Oh, we forgot to tell you, these guys are from out of town. We hope you don't mind here out of town. How far out of town? They're way out of town. Way out. Next state? No, not next state. No, not the next state either. Next country. Yeah, I'm actually next continent over. Yeah. And you've got a lot of this foreign investment on the infrastructure of this country. And you will be seeing more and more and more of this. As you have cities and states start to say, well, we can't handle the load. Problem is, and there's a lot of people wise to this, actually. I've been surprised by the emails I've been getting. Is these cities and these states are rolling in dough because of the investments they're making. Walter Burian, a few years ago, you know, blew the lid on these certified annual financial reports that states and cities and towns, you know, come out with. That these states, cities, and towns come out with. And they're all rolling in the dough. But yet they'll come to you, we got to have some more money. We got to raise them taxes or bond issue. Bond issue, that's good. It's for the children. And people just vote yes on the bond. Or vote yes on the penny tax increase. And city and state suck in more money from you, and there's more investments there. Little parachute here, little parachute there. But they'll continue. Then they'll start inviting these public-private partnerships in. Cities and states get a cut of the money that they do, that's raised from these public-private partnerships. And these foreign companies, what they'll do is they'll come in and lease the infrastructure for, say, a period of 50 or 100 years. Their job's to maintain it, but they also get to set the prices and who all gets to get on it. Problem is down in Texas, they want to use eminent domain to make this all possible. I mean, look, you know, that Trans-Texas corridor down there has been slowed to a halt. And now you've got Bush's little do-boy, Ricky Perry, down there, fresh back from his Bilderberg appearance, and you know, blowing and going about, you know, how they're just going to continue this on, and all the agreements are still in place, and they're just going to go in and they're just going to start taking people's land, just because they want to build a freaking road to move cheap goods for Walmart. You know, the sad thing is that these people,
You know, I understand that these people have no conscience. But it still blows my mind on how they can do it and not feel guilty. Rip somebody's life away from them. Everything they've ever worked for. Just take it all away in one fell swoop. Sorry. Land that's been in somebody's family for generations. And they don't, and this eminent domain now doesn't just have to be for like a road or for a city use. If the city can determine that they can make better tax money off of it with being something else, oh yeah, okay. Well, sorry, John, we've got to evict you. We want to build a, well, we want to build a Wendy's here. It'll bring in more tax dollars. Or we want to build a Walgreens. We appreciate your tax money and you living here. Now just get the hell on out. We're bringing in business. The property rights of Americans has been one of the foundations of this country. And they're just, I mean, being trampled on. Your money, you know, what you've worked for, what you fought for, it ain't worth a dime. We're going to take it anyway. You're renting from us anyway. We can set the tax rate at anything we want it to be. You know, you just look at that and you just see lives ruined. And when are we as Americans going to get tired of seeing people's lives ruined? When are we going to get tired of the gross negligence? And the criminal behavior of these fools? That we'll just stand idly back and let them come and take somebody's farm. Let him come and take somebody's house. I mean, look at Ed and Elaine Brown. Government wants them out over a little bit of money, over a law that doesn't even exist. But see, for the government at this point, it's not about money with Ed and Elaine Brown. It's gone before, beyond money now. But I tell you, if we weren't watching, if we weren't paying attention, if there weren't folks continually going in and out of there, I guarantee you there'd be some dead people up there in Plainfield, New Hampshire. But why does it have to happen? Why do we have to continue to allow this? Folks, this is coming to a neighborhood near you. There are UN mandates and UN building codes and things that your local little city inspector could come in and throw on you in a heartbeat and say, well, you've got until such and such date to redo this according to meet the UN specs, and that may be totally different than the US specs or even the building codes of your city. And you may or may not have the money to make those repairs or those changes in time. Our government was created to benefit the general welfare of the people of this country. Our government was not created to feed on the general welfare of this country. And there's what is happening. You have an organization, an organism that's living and breathing, and it's black and it looks nasty and it smells vile. Its sole mission is to suck the lifeblood out of its host. And every day it just continues to suck and feed. And it draws the lifeblood out of the nation. The host just keeps sucking and sucking and sucking. It goes on until there's nothing left. We're seeing the start of that now. Because people no longer matter. People aren't important. Your neighbor's not important. That's why we all sit back and watch idly as it all goes down. Back in a minute. This is the Midnight Rider.
Businesses and their employees are facing constant increases in group medical insurance premiums. Employees are shouldering more of the burden themselves. Core Documents, the nation's primary source for affordable medical plan documents, has the answer. A health reimbursement arrangement, or HRA. Business owners, managers, find out now how your company can utilize a much higher deductible health insurance policy and establish an HRA to fund low deductibles for your employees. And employees, tell the boss to visit coredocuments.com now. This new HRA plan can save you thousands of dollars.
Employers all over the country are discovering how to roll back insurance costs using Core Documents' HRA concept. Core Documents is the nation's primary source for affordable plan documents required by the IRS and Department of Labor for Section 125 and HRA plans. Use your insurance agent and let Core Documents help you with plan design. Do a Google search for Core Documents or see us at coredocuments.com. That's Core, C-O-R-E, documents, plural, .com.
In Matthew 24, the disciples asked Jesus, "What shall be the signs of thy coming and the end of the world?" Jesus answered them, "You shall hear of wars and rumors of wars. For nation shall rise against nation, and kingdom against kingdom, and there shall be famines, diseases, earthquakes in many places. Fellow Americans, we are living in this time of Earth's history. People everywhere are trying to understand these climatic world events in light of human wisdom, but without the wisdom of God, this is impossible. Our ministry would like to offer information on the Mark of the Beast and the Unholy Alliance. It includes four books and several DVDs for your information. It discusses America in prophecy, the Antichrist, tyrants and wars, secret societies, the New World Order, and much more. So to be prepared for what is coming on the world as an overwhelming surprise, call for your free materials, Packet F, 888-211-1715. Again, 888-211-1715.
Attention, this is an RBN Financial News Bulletin. Have you ever wanted to get out of debt, maybe even make some of your debts disappear completely? If so, and you're an RBN listener, there is a very real chance you will be able to do it. Here is why. A new manual has just been published that reveals how you can get out of debt in 90 minutes without any loans or bankruptcy whatsoever. The insider secrets revealed allow you to get out of debt so fast and so completely that it makes some people feel like they're stealing, but they're not stealing. The secrets taught in the manual are 100% legal and 100% ethical. It's just that bankers, debt collectors, and credit card companies don't want you to know about these loopholes. Don't be a prisoner of debt. Go to outin90.com. That's www.outin90.com or call 877-327-0365. RBN listeners receive a free DVD with purchase.
Do it, baby.
Mary Jane.
Thursday night edition of the Big Show here, the Midnight Rider, right here on the Republic Broadcasting Network. My name is Mike Chambers. Glad you were with us. The number is 800-313-9443, 800-313-9443. And be happy to have you on the program with us tonight as we dive deeper and deeper into the news. Some we'll get into next hour. U.S. turning U-2 spy plans on America. Is that surprising? I saw some stuff today that was... If you've not done any looking into DARPA, DARPA is kind of like the research arm of the United States military. And these guys are doing some really wild stuff. They are more and more looking at mind control weapons, ways to control the mind, crowd control, surveillance. You know, these predator drones that they have now, they say they can stay for like 40 hours without refueling. They've got plans on the board now, and they're trying to work the technology out where they can keep one of these type of planes up for 44,000 hours. In other words, 5 years without refueling. And there's a test right now going on. It's going to be taking place in Victorville, California, where... Don't remember if you remember last year, they did this robot car race across the desert. Well, they've taken it a step further. They've set up evidently some type of urban environment at a military base out in Victorville, California. And so they're going to have these robot cars come out there, and they've got to navigate through this urban environment. And so, I mean, so you're looking at more and more autonomous type vehicles. They're already talking about sending robots and things into Iraq, which I find really, really interesting. Now, that scares me. You know, I have a big feeling that Iraq is kind of one of these testing grounds right now for all the kind of stuff they'd like to try on us. You know, the little heat beam they had that would, just raises the skin temperature a little bit. Makes you feel it until you move. And then guys are getting third-degree burns. Yeah, oh, sorry about that. Got her set up a little bit too high. We were making French toast, sorry. But these guys are, I mean, they're coming up with all kinds of things. And we're talking, they're exploring the possibilities of time travel. These are actual funded research programs. I saw an article in at a military website last year as well about the possibility of deflector shields a la Star Trek. It shields up, Scotty, for U.S. tanks using energy shielding. Really wild, crazy stuff, man. If you get a chance, go check out DARPA. Just Google DARPA. Think you'll be really surprised. Coming back in the next hour, we'll get into this John Kennedy Secret Society speech. This is good stuff. You'll want to listen to this. We'll have that and more when we come back here on the Midnight Rider.
It's true.